Hey everybody, this is Gary with Everything Everywhere, and I am walking down the streets of Chicago at about, 8 o'clock at night. And I arrived 2 days ago, it's Monday now, I arrived on Saturday from San Diego where I was at Comic-Con, and you can hear more of my description of that on some earlier audio booze. Yesterday I was at a travel blogger expo, which was interesting because I got to meet some people in person that I've been following on Twitter or I've been reading their websites, and it was very nice to finally meet in person and associate a face with a name that I've been reading or seeing for so long. I really hope they do it again next year. It was very interesting, very fun, informative, and best of all, it was just nice to meet some of these people. As for Chicago, I haven't been to Chicago in quite a while, and earlier on Twitter I said something that having been to places like Taipei, Kuala Lumpur, Dubai, that the buildings in Chicago just don't seem that impressive. And I'm going to take that back 100%. Yeah, the Sears Tower isn't as big as some of those buildings, and maybe it's not as impressive anymore. But as a city, as a skyline, Chicago's really impressive. In fact, it's much more impressive even than New York. New York has a lot of big buildings. Chicago has a lot of big buildings. But when you're in downtown Chicago, the buildings are spaced apart a little bit, and you have a sense of largeness that you just don't get in New York. I don't know. There's something about it that just seems more majestic and grand than the canyon effect that you get inside Manhattan. It's just much more impressive. It's a very interesting place. A lot of cities have a golden age, I think, where a lot of their buildings were built. For New York, I think a lot of the big skyscrapers were built in the early 20th century. For Chicago, I kind of get the impression that they had two eras. One was the late 19th century. This was a very big booming place. You had a lot of money coming in from agriculture, milling. Everything was coming to Chicago from the middle of the United States. And also the 1970s. You had a lot of skyscrapers like the Sears Tower, now the Willis Tower, but I'll never call it that. I will call it the Sears Tower, the John Hancock Building, the Standard Oil Building, things like that. And it's just really impressive. Most 70s buildings look really dated, but the ones here kind of seem to stand the test of time. They look a lot more timeless. They look a lot more impressive. Tomorrow, I'm going to be going to Wisconsin, and I'll be seeing my family for the first time in over 2.5 years, which should be a really interesting experience. I'll be staying with my parents for a couple weeks, which should be interesting because you meet someone in a bar, you meet a lady, and you're like, yeah, I've been around the world for the last 2.5 years, and like, ooh, that's very impressive. And like, what do you do now? It's like, yeah, I'm in my parents' basement. And like, oh, well, that's not very impressive. So I'll be doing that. And then afterwards, my plan is to go to, probably go up to Minneapolis for a little bit, see some of my friends there. That's where I used to live before I started traveling. And then my plan is sometime in September and October, I'm going to do a big road trip out in the western United States, go camping, do a lot of photography in some of the national parks I'd never been to, like Zion Arches, Yellowstone, Yosemite, Grand Canyon. Never been to a lot of those big national parks, believe it or not. I was in Yellowstone for a day, but that really doesn't count. And then later this year, I hope to be doing a large trip around the Gulf of Mexico through the nations of the Caribbean, all those little island countries, and then Central America. And so for the first time in a long time, starting tomorrow, this is kind of my last night. I'm going to not have to worry about staying in a hotel room. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to be the next day. I can finally sit down, which means for the readers of my blog, everything-everywhere.com, by the way, I'll be pumping out a lot more content. There's a lot of articles that I have sitting on my laptop that I haven't written. I've got thousands of photos from Europe that I've not processed and put on the website, so you'll be seeing a lot more of that over the next several months. And because I have a limited number of time on this, I suppose that's it from Chicago. And until I talk to you next time, probably sometime in Wisconsin, I'll see you later.